Hello.
Hey Justin, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good man, this
Hey, who's this?
is Zach. Zach, well you had reached out to us about your Fisherville property that you're buying.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, things kind of blew up, I guess.
Well, I think it's how it was handled for sure, What did you guys end up doing on your end?
I mean, we did as you had asked, and we took the listing down. Are you still gonna buy the property?
I kind of have no choice, I think,
What'd you say?
I said I don't have much of a choice. I don't really have any out in this contract, right? So I guess for the time being that you had it up there, I mean, did you have anybody that even had any bit of interest?
Yeah, we had some interest.
Did they actually go out there and show it, or do you think you could have pieced it together as far as found somebody to buy it?
Yeah, I think so. But I think your realtor was probably a little bit upset.
He was fired up, man. So it's just like, I don't know. Way I interpreted it though, Zach, is, regardless if you have an assignment or not, or as is, or and or assigns in the contract, I don't think anything prevented. This is just my perspective on it. I don't think anything stopped us from marketing it for sale because I was
It
buying it
didn't.
regardless.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I told him, I said, hey, man, if you don't want your contract to sign, you need to specifically state not assignable. And he didn't listen. He just said, I don't know who you think you're talking, however he is. But besides the point,
He wrote representing her. Yeah, he was fired up.
yeah. So you dropped the EMD off and everything?
Yeah. All that's been dropped off. Those people that had interest, I mean, did they actually go out there and look at it, or?
Well, we didn't really have enough time to do all the necessary steps to see if we can make it even sellable. But yeah, I mean, we definitely had some interest.
Well, anyways, so this one's kind of like a unique situation, then. As far as this lady kind of freaking out, not yeah. Anywho, are you in Waynesboro anytime this week?
Not necessarily. What's going on in Waynesboro?
Well, I have this other property. I think we could do the same thing, and if we can meet together, we can try to do the same thing. As far as he's fine. He said, hey, as long as he gets 20,000, that's all he's worried about. So this one's an easier transaction to say, okay, let's
What's the address on it?
his boy's on fire out here, dude.
What's that?
The address is 23 Reed, Reed Street in Waynesboro. Here.
All right, so 23 Reed Street.
In Fishersville, yep. So it's a good spot. But he at least wants 200, so I'm thinking if we can pitch it for whatever, like 225, something like that. I just have to put it under contract and do the, just disclose to him about the whole assignment, which I think he's fine with it.
Have you actually gone out and seen it?
Oh yeah.
Did you
I think
have?
oh, you have.
Okay. Let's see here.
So it might be a stretch of trying to get 225, but at least if somebody willing to say, hey, I'm fine with doing an assignment, and just seeing what happens, right?
Three. On Fisherville too,
Yeah, that's issue though.
right? Is okay. Yeah, I mean, that's gonna be a stretch. This house is old, it needs work, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a stretch on it. A stretch on it, for sure. Hey, Zach,
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a call back here in the next like 5 minutes.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man.